Sukkah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dal, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosha Hadasim Ushtei Arovis, Lulav Echad, Ve'esrog Echad. Rabbi Shmuel says that we're supposed to have three Hadasim. And Tesi Zander brings Rashi, that it's learned out from a drasha, because the Torah says Anaf Eitz Avos, like we said before, by Hadasim. And Rashi says the word Anaf is one, Eitz is another one, and Avos is a third. So that's why we have three. Arovus is because it says Arve Nachal, so that's a minimum of two. And by an Esrog, even though the Torah says, Taisus asks, pre Eitz Hadar, maybe it would be three Esrogim. So the reason that we don't have is because we use the Eitz for a different drasha. As we know that it's a fruit that both the Eitz and the pre of the fruit are the same. And Rabbi Shmuel continues, Afilu Shnaim Ketumim Ve'echad Enu Katum. Even if two of the Hadasim are chopped off on top and one is not, it's also okay. So Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? If ketumim is a problem, so even, forget two is a problem, even one of them was cut off is a problem. Why does he say that two being cut is okay? And if it's not a problem, then even three of them should be ketumim, it should be okay. So what's this din of two? So the Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel was chozer, and he held that really by hadasim you only needed one hadas. And the truth is that the two of them that are chopped off on top, even if he didn't have them at all, it would also be okay. Because he was chozer, and he held that you only need one hadas. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Afilu Shloshtan Ketumim. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you do need three Hadasim, but by the Hadasim, you can have them Ketumim. You can have the top chopped off. So the Rav says the Halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. Why by Hadasim you're allowed to have the chopped off, but we don't find the same thing by Lulav and an Arava? So there's some Rishonim to learn, the Rosh, the Ramban, that the reason that it's not a problem of Hidr by Hadas specifically is because the main Hidr by Hadas is the Avos, is the three leaves that are covering the branch, like a little chain, like a little rope, together. Like the leaves of our Hadasim. And therefore, the fact that the top is chopped, that doesn't really minimize the beauty in the Hadar of the Hadas. However, the Rav himself said earlier, by Niktam Rosho, by the Arava, he said that the Mishnah over there that said as puzzle is also not a Liba de Hilchasa, because according to Rabbi Tarfon, we hold that it's kosher. Because also, you don't need Hadar by the Aravas too. Which means, according to the Rav, there's no difference. They don't need Hadar either. So the question then comes, Taisus Yantav asks, we said earlier that all the different minim of the Arba Minim, since they're written together with an Esrog, which is pre-Eitz Hadar, they all have to be Hadar. So why do these two not have to be Hadar? But interesting, by Lulav, he doesn't say such a thing. Lulav, it seems, Niktam Rosho, the Rav does not say Rabbi Tarfon would mater a Lulav. But why these two? So the Taisus Yantav answers, because the Lulav needs an extra tefach for the Nanuim to hold on to it. And if one would have Niktam Rosho by the Lulav, so that's Pogimit. That sort of messes it up more, the fact that it's chopped off on top. Masha'in Kain, the Hadasim and the Aravos that are shorter, and it's also chopped off, so there it's more apparent, and it's more pogum, and it diminishes their beauty. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Tarfon says that all three of the Hadasim can be chopped off on top, and it's not a problem. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kishem Shalulav Echad Ve'esrog Echad Kach Hadas Echad Varova Echas. According to Rabbi Kiva, all of them can just be one. A Lulav, Esrog, Hadas, and an Aravo. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Akiva, when he says one hadas, it's a hadas that's not kotem. It cannot be chopped off. And Taisantov points out that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that was chozer in the beginning of the Mishnah, where he held that two of them can be chopped, one of is okay, and we said Rabbi Shmuel was chozer, and he held that all you need is one hadas, still, there's a difference in Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, because Taisantov points out, according to Rabbi Akiva, it sounds like even lechatchila, you can have one hadas, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, and it could be that's why Rabbi Shmuel said such a lashon, two chopped off and one not, because lechatchila is still better to have three of them, even if two of them are chopped off, but b'dieved, one is okay.